This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Anti-coup demonstrators, including dozens of monks, took to the streets of Mandalay in Myanmar today. This a day after security forces opened fire and made mass arrests as they sought to break up protests against the military's seizure of power. Aung San Suu Kyi appeared in court on Monday, her first public appearance since she and other members of Myanmar's civilian government were removed from office and detained by the military on February 1st. A lawyer for the 75-year-old Suu Kyi says prosecutors charged her with two new crimes during the court session. Meanwhile, security forces fired tear gas and stun grenades to disperse demonstrators in Yangon on Monday, a day after 18 people across Myanmar were killed in what the UN Human Rights Office says was the deadliest day of demonstrations since the coup. The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency said today that allowing the United Nations inspection of Iran's atomic facilities should not be negotiated.
The inspection work of the IAEA should not be put in the middle of a negotiating table as a bargaining chip. What you can bargain is about positions, and of course, who is the Director General of the IAEA to say what countries want or don't want to do? It's in their domain. But
Rafael Grossi spoke after reaching a last-minute deal worked out during a trip to Tehran to allow the UN atomic watchdog to gain some access to Iran's atomic facilities, which was restricted last week. Under the agreement, Iran will no longer share surveillance footage of its nuclear facilities with the IAEA, but it has promised to preserve the tapes for 3 months. This is VOA News. The U.S. Special Envoy to Afghanistan touched down in Kabul on Monday for meetings with local officials in a bid to revive flagging peace processes as violence soars in the war-weary country and a deadline for U.S. troop withdrawal draws closer. Zalmay Khalilzad's arrival marks the first time he has returned to Afghanistan since U.S. President Joe Biden took office in January and asked him to stay in the post. Ghana's president, Nana Akufo-Addo, on Monday became the first recipient of a coronavirus vaccine under the global COVAX effort. COVAX is designed to ensure that poorer countries do not miss out on COVID-19 vaccines that have so far largely gone to rich nations. The program is aiming to deliver at least 2 billion doses by the end of the year. The chief of the Center for Disease Control warns against letting our guard down as virus cases rise. Sagar Magani has this from Associated Press.
Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's chief is sounding an alarm amid a rise in coronavirus cases. Cases, hospitalizations, and deaths are all down since January ended. But
we're not out of the woods here yet.
CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says average daily cases and deaths have risen slightly as virus variants spread.
I remain deeply concerned about a potential shift in the trajectory of the pandemic.
And as states roll back measures that help the nation make ground against the pandemic.
Please hear me clearly. At this level of cases with variants spreading, we stand to completely lose the hard-earned ground we have gained.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Joe Biden is planning a virtual meeting today with Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador. Monday's meeting is a chance for them to talk more fully about migration, the coronavirus, and economic and national security issues. The fiancé of slain Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi called on Monday for Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman to be punished after a U.S. intelligence report found that he had approved the killing. Khashoggi, a U.S. resident who wrote opinion columns for the Washington Post criticizing Saudi policies, was killed and dismembered by a team linked to the crown prince in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey. Buckingham Palace says Britain's Prince Philip has been transferred to another London hospital to continue treatment for an infection. In addition to treatment for an unspecified infection, the palace says Philip, the 99-year-old husband of Queen Elizabeth, will also undergo testing and observation for a pre-existing heart condition. Nomadland and Borat's subsequent movie film took the top honors at Sunday's Golden Globe Awards. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.